Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
But if you and the Word have already become one, and you know who you are in Christ, you don't fall apart. You begin to worship the King and praise Him for His Word. You just walk, drive right over to Cook's Medical Center and walk in and say, "Oh, the Jesus I serve, He'll raise these two girls up." And you let everybody think you're crazy. But you get to see the glory of God. You get to see mighty things. Wow. And what fun it is for a little girl 2 years ago that everybody told me couldn't live to come busting in there this morning, jump up on the bed, flopping all over me. I mean, just hugging me, kissing me. "We're ready for breakfast, Granddaddy. Praise the King. Got to have something to eat." And so we go in and get a bowl of cereal and everything. And then, oh, we just had so much fun. Just like I told Wendell the other night when the lady called and said, "Somebody, a man said that this little girl's a vegetable." I said, "Boy, what a vegetable." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yesterday, I was over there where we was putting down carpet in Tim's big gym. And those great big runs of carpet were 12 foot wide and 80 feet long." That's the longest piece of carpet I ever put down in my life. But as we were putting those down and putting them together, Wendell was running around her playing with her. And she'd run up like a football player and jerk him around the legs, throw him on the floor. Then she'd get right up in the top of his chest and sit on him and pin him to the floor. And he'd say, "I got to get up here." And he couldn't overcome her. He'd have to pick her up. I said, "Boy, if she's a vegetable, I'd hate to see a live wire, wouldn't you, Wendell?" Boy, I mean, she was having a ball with Wendell the other night. She was running on that new carpet, tackling him. That's what God's Word will do for you and your children if you'll have it hidden in your heart. You don't have to be concerned if the doctor comes and says, "I'm sorry, this happened or that happened," or the doctor's giving you a diagnosis. Number one, when you get the Word of God in you, you won't never go to another doctor. You won't. I hadn't been to one. I'm not going to go to one. It don't make no difference what happens. I will never go to another doctor because I have a doctor. His name is Jesus, the King of Kings. So that's what you can do. Praise God. Now then, after you begin to get a hold of this and you get your realize that you're strong in the Lord, this next verse, this verse will lighten your daily load. And if you'll do just exactly what Jesus says, but most people are not willing to do what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." I've come to realize that most of us cannot or will not do that. We need to cast all of our care on the Lord because He cares for you. He loves you. But now think about it like this. If you come down with something that's sickness and disease, if you're going to trust the Lord, you trust the Lord. When He was here on the earth, how many doctors did He use? None. None. I mean, I realize Luke was a doctor, but he never, not one time can I say where he said, "Luke, I need your expert advice on how to heal this person." What would you do here, Luke, in this case? No, Jesus never, He never needed any help. But what if Jesus had, what if somebody had come to Dr. Luke and said, "Luke, I need you to heal me"? Well, I realize there's Jesus, but I want you to give me a diagnosis, and I want you to tell me what I'm going to do. And so Luke, he diagnoses you, and he says, "Well, you know, you have this or that, and maybe we could use these herbs, and maybe they'll help a little bit." And so Jesus said, "Well, you can either take Luke's advice or mine. I'll lay my hands on you, cast that devil out of you, and you get healed right now." Amen. Or you can use Luke's advice and take those herbs, and maybe they'll work. See, you can be like Wendell was the other day right here when this little lady came, and I don't think she's here today, but if she is, I'll tell this story. You can hold your hand up. A lady walked into the place here the other day with a big old black patch on her eye. Wendell said, "What happened to you?" And she said, "Well, they were trimming my eyebrows and they cut me and it's got infected." And said, "My eyes all swelled up and it's bloodshot and it's all puffy and I can't see out of it." And Wendell said, "Well, gee, you're not going to get out of here without prayer. How would you like for me to pray for you right now? The Jesus I talk about and that I teach about, he'll heal you and you can go out of here seeing." And she said, "I like that." So he said, "Okay." And he goes and talks to her about sins and wants to know if she's got all her sins confessed and everything, walking holy before God. And she said all these things. So he said, "Okay. Now then, Mark 16, verse 17 and 18 says, I can cast this devil out of you. I can lay hands on you and Jesus will heal you." Then he said, Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says, "I can speak to the mountain and whatever I say, the Lord will do for me." So he said, he commanded her sickness to leave, laid hands on her, and then says, "Now then, go into the women's bathroom and take your patch off and wash your eye seven times. When you wash it seven times, you'll be able to see perfect. The king will heal you." So she goes right there in that bathroom, takes the patch off, washes her eye once, twice, three times, seven times, and opened her eye and perfect. No redness, no puffiness, no swelling, no nothing. She was totally healed right there. Does God show up?
Yes.
Yes, He does. Now then, He didn't say, "Go in there and wash seven times and I hope that Jesus will hear us. I think maybe He will." No, He said He will because He said He would. So when you go in and wash your eye, He said, "I can have whatever I say." So you go in and wash your eye seven times and Jesus will heal your eye. And when He did it, He did it. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Oh, more than wonderful.
More than wonderful. See, now these are the spiritual blessings that you must realize is yours. These are yours. Now when we start doing these things for people as a church, this is part of your spiritual authority. Now this little kid here is only 22 years old. I mean, he's not even dry behind ears yet. He ain't lived long enough to be... I mean, he's just almost fresh out of his mama's womb at 22. You know, goodness gracious, look what he's doing in the name of the Lord. So, doesn't that make some of us feel ashamed of ourselves? When I was 22, I had no knowledge of what he knows. No knowledge. I didn't even know these things were available until I was 45. Now, what happened? I didn't have a man of God that knew these things that taught them to me. But when you run into somebody that's willing to teach these things to you, and you think, hey, this book's got to be more to it than what I've been taught in church. But I also told him, I said, "This little girl that you're with, who is she?" He said, "It's my girlfriend." I said, "You and her wouldn't happen to be living together, would you?" "Well, yeah, we are." I said, "That's got to stop today. Not tomorrow, right now." And she said, "Oh, that, no, but, you know, God will understand." He said, "No, He won't." He said, "I want to walk in what Thurman walks in." I said, "It requires holiness. She must repent with you, and you all move out, and you start repenting of all your sins. You must come to Christ, and you must start reading this Word, and hiding the Word in your heart, and worshiping and praising the King." He said, "I'll do anything to walk in what you walk in." He said, "I've never seen God do a miracle till I've come here." But he said, "I want to see God do miracles for me." Did God honor his request? Yes, he's seen many of them. Many. He even laid hands on his bald mother and prayed for her head of hair and guaranteed when she woke up in the morning, and she hadn't had a hair on her head in 25 years, and the next morning his mother had a full head of black hair. Is Jesus awesome? He's awesome. But see, we don't believe him, do we? We don't believe him. Now then, I don't know, as one woman you're clapping your hands over there, Gloria, how would it be whether if you were bald or you had hair? Which one would you like best?
Hair.
Oh. So, isn't that amazing that, you know, what we do, and when we have faith, we get to see God do wonderful things. But without faith, He don't show up. He does not show up. Our brother here is going to give us a quick testimony set of some kind, so... Go ahead.
Earlier you wanted people that had been healed to give testimony, mm-hmm. So I want to give a couple of healings because of what I've learned through you. This has just been in the last 2 weeks or so. I was going into a Michael's to buy some balloons for a water balloon fight at our church. We're having a picnic, and we were in charge of the water balloon fight. So I was looking for the balloons, and I heard this older woman talking to one of the other people that worked there, and she worked there, talking about her back was just really bad. She'd had a hip replaced, and she was in such pain. And she was talking to this other woman who, it appeared to me, was a real New Ager. I mean, big time. She said, oh, you need to go to the massage, and it's this nerve, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I know what to do here. So she starts walking off. She's like, oh, thank you for this information. So she starts walking off. I said, wait a minute. I said, I have a much better solution. She goes, what's that? So just let me pray for you, and God will heal you right now. She's like, oh, thank you, please. So I laid my hand on her back, and I prayed, and I rebuked the pain, all that. And she's going, wow, were you like vibrating or something when you're talking? Say, so, yeah, sometimes when the anointing's on me, my hand will shake. So, yeah, that was me. And besides the fact I'm usually don't do this in public with people I don't know. Nerves to it until our lap part. But anyway, it turned out she was my cashier. So she's saying, oh, thank you for doing this. And I said, by the way, where's the pain now? She goes, it's gone. It's gone. Praise God. So anyway, I left. And then couple of days later, I have a friend of mine. I was talking to him, and I was telling him about Thurman, and he said, you know, I have a pain that I've never told anybody about this. I've had it for about a year now on my shoulder. It's like it gets really intense sometimes. So I said, well, since I've been ministering to you a whole lot lately, I'm just going to teach you a little bit of what Thurman teaches, basically in the same order, so that you can learn how to do it. So I told him, do this, you know, and I knew his sins were forgiven. So I said, okay, now put your hand on there and just repeat after me. And he said a few things. And I said, I'll tell it to go. And he said, well, go. I said, well, how's it now? I said, well, gosh, it's like 80% better. I said, well, you know, just keep telling it to go. Pray again. So, well, now it's like 10% better. I said, well, that's because it's a spirit.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.